Parker.
Well, I was with the Smash. He took me home one weekend to see his family in Indianapolis, and his daddy owns a butcher store. Well, we were in the butcher store, and he's showing me around. His father took off. He said, "Boys, you mind locking up for me? I'm going to take off." We said, "No, sir. Have a nice night." Smash and I stayed behind in the butcher store. Well, we couldn't get dates, so we were going to fill a couple of pillowcases with chopped meat. When Smash said, "Grease, let me show you around." So we went inside the cooler. And there, it was almost eerie, almost morgue-like. Looking at those animals. Some of them butchered, some of them half-butchered. Swinging on meat hooks. The blood on the floor. The scent of flesh in the air. Smash and I didn't say anything. We just looked at each other. When suddenly, the door slammed shut. And there we were. In that freezer. In our t-shirts and jeans. With nothing but frozen slabs of beef. Well, at first we laughed. We said, "Look at that, we're stuck." But then we realized. Hypothermia. Smash's dad wasn't expecting us back because we told him we were going out looking for Habadugi. Not seeing us, he'd think we found it and go back to sleep. He wouldn't come in till 9 the next morning. There it was. We were looking at least 12 hours in the meat locker.
12 hours. Then we'd be frozen stiff. I swallowed hard. I looked at Smash. I said, "You know what we gotta do, don't you? We've gotta keep each other warm." Smash said, "Well, what are we supposed to do?" I said, "Well,
in the Boy Scouts, they told us, if you're ever stranded, your extremities go first. Smash, I want you to put your hands under my armpits, and I'll put mine under yours." And so, as grotesque as the idea was, I slid my hands up the length of Smash's body, lodged them in his furry armpits, as he did the same to me. I said, "Smash, sharing body heat." He said, "Oh, God, Grace!" And so, we lay there on the blood-splattered, sawdust-covered floor, sharing each other's body heat. "I'm still cold, Smash." "So am I, Grease," he replied. And so we burrowed closer and closer. And as we lay there, I went, "Is that English leather?" He said, "Yeah." Then he went, "Is that aqua velva?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "There's something about an aqua velva man, huh?" And he looked at me, and I looked at him. My God! I'm sorry for confessing, Smash, but I felt it would only get out sooner or later. It was splattered all over the Indianapolis papers, and I figured just a matter of time before an enterprising reporter here in D.C. finds out about our accidental freezing room tryst. I'm sorry, Smash! We had to keep warm! The funny thing is, in the morning, after we had rearranged ourselves, when Smash's father was taking us out of there and driving us home for a hot bath and a good meal, Smash said, "You're going to hate my guts, Grease." I said, "Why, Smash? Why?" He said, "Well, I happen to know that there's a phone in there. It was behind one of those big hunks of beef. There's a telephone. We could have called somebody. I hope you don't hate me." And he looked at me. I said, "Well, I hope you don't hate me." He said, well, why? I said, "Well, I happened to notice while we were in there that I could have just turned down the thermostat." Ah!